This is David Wessel, director of the Hutchins Center on Fiscal and Monetary Policy, and this is Wessel's Economic Update. When you look at the charts that update the federal fiscal outlook that the Congressional Budget Office and the White House put out periodically, you can see the ups and downs of the federal debt with a single line. It rises sharply during the Great Recession, levels off for the next several years, and then begins to turn up again. That one simple line is intended to convey the magnitude of the nation's fiscal challenges. In fact, that line is almost certainly to be far off the mark. It turns on factors that are impossible to predict. Will healthcare spending grow slowly as it has been lately, or will it grow more rapidly? How fast will the economy grow over the next decade or two? Where will interest rates be? How many Americans will, voluntarily or not, choose early retirement? How many immigrants will the U.S. accept? The White House Budget Office says that if President Obama's tax and spending policies are embraced by Congress in their entirety, then in 2019, the federal deficit will be about 2.3% of the gross domestic product. But then it says there's a 90% chance that the actual deficit in that year will be somewhere between a surplus of 4.6% of GDP and a deficit of 9.1% of GDP. That's huge. So given that uncertainty, what's the right thing to do with the federal budget? Should we do more spending cuts or tax increases now to avoid the possibility of fiscal catastrophe later, even if it means painful belt tightening that might prove unnecessary? Or should we do less belt tightening now and see how things turn out? See how fast healthcare spending rises, for instance. This is a very live debate. Now, politicians and most of the rest of us prefer our forecast to be simple and precise. Either we have a problem or we don't. But life isn't that simple. It's human nature to prepare for things for which we're certain. We buy hats and gloves because we know winter's coming. And it's human nature to buy insurance when we can, when someone, if not us, then the insurance company, can figure out what premium to charge us to protect us against the possibility that a hurricane will blow the roof off our houses. But if we have no way of knowing or calculating what's likely to happen, we're sometimes just willing to ignore a problem or delay. I mean, maybe that's one reason why consensus on climate change is so elusive. So we at the Hutchins Center invited some of the sharpest minds in academia to ponder the best way for Congress and the president to accept and embrace this inevitable uncertainty instead of pretending it doesn't exist. The long-term budget outlook. Do we know enough to worry? On December 15th, we'll hear Berkeley economist Alan Auerbach argue that the best way to respond to uncertainty is to save more now, run smaller deficits now, and we'll hear others challenge that view. We'll look at ways that Congress can write tax and spending laws that automatically adjust when the economy surprises us, so we don't have to wait for slow-moving members of the House and Senate to figure out that the world isn't what they thought it would be and adjust. And then we'll hear the director of the Congressional Budget Office and his British counterpart describe just how hard it is to talk sensibly about uncertainties with politicians and the public. And we'll live stream the whole thing so you can listen in too.